Okay, hello everybody. I'm Helen, as some of you may already know, and today I am talking to Jennifer Bailey Hobbs. Hi Jen, how are you?
Hi Helen, how are you today?
Yes, much better. Thank you for rearranging.
That's okay.
The migraine situation on Monday was not good. Ah, great.
Helen.
Just checking, we are live in the group, so that's great. So this episode will also be going out on the podcast. So hello to everybody if you are listening on the podcast. I just want to let you know that this is being recorded live in the Facebook group. So it may not sound like a normal podcast because we'll be answering questions if anyone's watching. And we're talking to each other on screen. So hello to everyone listening to the podcast. And of course, hello to everybody who is watching on Facebook in the Inspired Souls group. So I'm excited to talk to Jen this morning. Jen is a breathwork instructor and also the founder of Seedlings Retreats and Holidays. So Jen and I connected a couple of weeks ago when you came and very kindly led a breathwork session for our group, which is amazing. I'm so, like, breathwork is my thing right now. I'm like completely into it. So I love the session. So thank you, Jen, for coming along. The reason you're here today is to share your journey, as I do on all of the podcast episodes, to inspire others to for you to share your journey and really talk about where you've come from, how you've got to do and what you're doing now and what you do. Anybody, if you are watching, please say hi. If you're watching on replay, say hi. We can't see anybody's names unless you give StreamYard permission. So if you want to pop your name on the end or click on StreamYard, that would be great. We have got a Facebook user. Sorry, can't give you a shout out because we can't see your name, but someone is saying hi, Jen.
Hi. I don't know who that is, but hi. Thank
you. I know
you.
Who it is.
I'm sure they'll be able to ask a question and somehow subliminally identify themselves from their questions. So that'd be great.
It will work out, yes.
I'm sure if it's one of my dear friends, it'd be a very tricky question just to challenge
it's
me.
Antonia. Hello, Antonia.
Hello, Antonia. She's lovely. Amazing Chai Kong teacher. So check her out.
Lovely. Thank you. So, Jen, I'm going to hand over to you. Would you like to start by sharing...
Yeah, my story, you know, and I think when you talk about sort of inspirations and stories, and everyone's got story, haven't they? Everyone's got history, everyone's got full compact lives. And I think really what makes people stronger is just what you're going through in life. So I think really my story started probably about the year 2000, and I was a young mum and I had a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I always say my husband at the time was abducted by aliens, because one minute we're in a really loving relationship and the next minute he was gone. So it happens, life happens, and you just get on. And I think as a consequence of that, what I did is I just was ploughing into my children, into my policing career. And I always sort of explained that I was probably the bottom of the food chain. I was on that first run, and I think everybody would step over me and use me as that first run. And I was absolutely happy with that, because I was there to serve. I was a young mum, and I wanted to ensure that the children had everything they had, even though they just had the one parent. So as a consequence, I ploughed myself into my career and I ploughed myself into my children. And I did really, really well in my policing career. I retired as a senior police officer, and the children are now fully fledged and functioning and very adjusted and wonderful adults. So I always reflect on that and think, yeah, okay, times were hard. But as a consequence of that initial sort of quite shock to my life, that I always sort of say that the blanket had been pulled out from underneath me, that sort of blanket of security. And I suffered with my back quite a lot. I think I probably had 8 major spinal surgeries during my 30th to my 40th year. And I think now on reflection, my body was telling me to slow down. It was saying, okay, we're going to give you a bad back, slow down, listen, Jen, and then just take some time, take some stock, try and get yourself out of fight and flight. But I didn't listen. So I just carried on, and I was getting promoted, and I was did a degree in my own time and supporting my children. And then I met this most amazing man, manifested the man of my dreams 13 years later. And we settled and we got married. And then the year after we got married, when everything was going really, really well for me, I become really unwell. And my doctor always says, I blame your husband. I said, what do you mean you blame my husband? She said, because you are now safe to heal. And I think, what do you mean? She said, you have been on fight and flight for 20 years. And now you are in a safe space to heal. And I'm very much a logical person, which I mean heal, I don't understand. Because I would wake up every day and it would be a beautiful day and the children were settled, they're in university, I didn't have any money worries, I had the man of my dreams, but I was the unhappiest and saddest I'd ever been. I was so depressed and so anxious. And you're thinking, but then there's no reason for it. You're thinking, why has this happened? And so as a result of just that journey, I found mindfulness initially, and I learned to become more mindful. I did lots of classes, lots of courses, and I thought, God, this is really, there's something about this. This is really helping. I'm actually not worrying about the past, fretting about decisions I've made. I'm not getting anxious about the future. I'm actually living in the moment. I thought, there's something about this really working. And so then from the mindfulness came the breath. And then I thought, gosh, actually, when I'm doing this mindfulness practice, if I breathe in certain ways, I'm actually even more mindful. You know, this is just, I'm actually able to really concentrate and actually get out of my head and into my body. I thought, there's something about this. And then the next thing, I just thought, what about some cold? Let's introduce some cold. And then the cold was introduced into my life. And then the combination of the three was just insane.
Wow.
So, and I went to loads of retreats whilst I was healing, and I was going to all these retreats and spending lots of money, and I thought, I can do this. So meanwhile, I'm, as you can appreciate, I'm a senior police officer. I'd gone from running teams of hundreds to not even be able to run a bath. So I had a period of 9 months where I was really, really unwell, and this was in 2017, and during this time I just become exposed to lots of different modalities which really helped me to heal. And so I knew that what I wanted to do in the future, because when I finished my policing career, then I wanted to go on and just share everything I'd learned. And so that was really the seed, which now seedlings was the seed of our journey and the seed of wanting to share everything that has saved me. And as a consequence, we've got a beautiful organically grown business. And I share on a regular basis with beautiful clients, breathwork classes, mindfulness. We run amazing retreats. And and it's just organic, authentic wellness. And it helps me heal. I'm still healing. There's good days, there's bad days. I've definitely got high functioning anxiety that, like, today I woke up and I didn't feel great. But I know now I've got so many tools and I know how to help myself. So my day started off with a long walk, lots of water in the ice bath. And I know then all that dopamine just gets fully activated and I'm just buzzing, and then I'm able to carry on with, you know, what's ahead of me in the day. So, so it's very much a story of, you just digging deep. Without a doubt, the shadows in my life has enabled me to appreciate the light, dealing with some big traumas, but then actually thinking, how can I mend, how can I share? And I think I've gone from serving within my policing career to serving in with my wellness career. I think that's always going to be a massive element of my life, and a massive element of what I love to do is to share and to help and to serve. But it's just been a wonderful transition, and I'm constantly still healing and helping others. So that is a whistle stop tour, 20 years into 5 minutes. So
wow, you packed a lot in. A lot. It's an incredible journey. And what amazes me is that what's incredible is breath work. It's breathing. It's something that's so simple, yet so incredibly powerful.
Oh God, it's an absolute, it's just, you can't explain it, because I'll say to people, look, and especially when you learn more, as soon as you meet people, I'm looking at their mouths and thinking, right, how are they breathing? And how anxious is this person? And you can just tell immediately with spending a couple of minutes. And I think what's happened with, especially since lockdown, is that we're talking so much. You know, we're on the computers, we're online, we're doing presentations, everything's about obviously the word, the spoken word. And they were just, when you're talking, you're breathing really shallow, as I am now, because it's very difficult to talk and breathe through the nose at the same time, if not almost impossible. And everyone's probably going to try that now whilst I say that. But when you are talking, you are breathing shallow. And when you're breathing shallow, what it's doing, it's just activating that sympathetic nervous system, which is taking you into fight and flight, which there is a purpose for it. And there actually is a real valid reason for it. And we need to be in that state at times before that important meeting, before that conference call, before that difficult conversation, so you feel really activated. But really, we don't need to be in that for long periods of time. You know, going back 200,000 years, if you hadn't escaped from the tiger or the predator within 20 minutes, there wasn't a lot of points. You've been eaten anyway. So really, we shouldn't really be in that state for long periods of time. And the breath for me, it's almost like as soon as I breathe in and it's all nasal, it's like putting this big protective cloak around me, and it takes you almost into this really calm and restorative space instantaneously. I would say to my clients, the breath being the fingerprint of your emotions. So you actually have that power to change your mindset, how you're feeling, that feeling of calm almost instantaneously. It does take practice, but the more you practice, the more speedy that effect becomes. And then you add that to the cold water as well and the mindfulness, and it's just super powerful. And to be able to hold space for people that really do need just to be, you know, believe to be and breathe to free. And it's just about slowing it all down, you know, and it's life. It's just madness, isn't it?
The speed that we go at, just things being thrown at us all the time. And it's so important. I've definitely, since I've been really getting into breath work the last kind of couple of months, been absolutely loving it. I've become a little bit obsessed now, so I'm like, this is so good. But what I haven't done, and what I would love to do, dipping my toe in the water, is the cold water therapy. So I'm not a fan of cold water, but I know that so many people talk about the benefits and it looks amazing. I want to be one of those people who's putting their pictures on Facebook of me getting into an ice bath. So where would you say to begin for someone who is a complete, you know, I hate cold water.
Oh yes, I get that. I wouldn't even go in the sea in the summer. You know, my children would be in there, and it's like, no, I'm happy to be on top of the sea in a boat, but don't ask me to get into the sea. And so what I'd suggest if you're looking to explore that is just to start off with the showers. So just start off with a cold shower. When we're talking about a cold shower, that's between 18 and 21 degrees, which is still technically cold water. Our baths are about 5 degrees. So as you can appreciate, we're talking seriously cold. The sea in the winter is probably 6.5 degrees. But you're moving, so it doesn't feel the same as a cold bath. In the summer, it's probably 16.5, it might be more. So as you can appreciate, that's sort of a degree of the coldness. But so I would suggest for you, Helen, is just start off in the shower. And I do still now, even though I can get in 3, 4, 5 degrees of water not easily, I have to really concentrate, but get into them. I don't find cold showers easy, because I make that connection when you're in a shower, it's nice and warm and it's comforting and it's just like a real pleasant experience. But how I started with the cold is just have a nice warm shower, turn it right down to cold, and just start off just spraying your feet. Then working up your legs, then working up your legs, then going to your hands, then working up your arms, and then just doing your torso. And you might only be able to do it for 1 second, and it'll be a whoo, 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 and then you can just think, okay, that's, and there's lots of squeals that have come from my shower, and gosh knows what family and friends think when, but you just do it. And then the next day, you'll be able to do it 2 seconds, and the next day, 5 seconds. And before you know it, you'll be able to, and I still now start off with my feet and my arms, then take it to my body. But eventually you'll be able to work up to 30 seconds in a minute, and that's just unbelievably good for you. It's a real reset, and it is cold and it is a bit of a shock, but you'll come out of there and you'll feel absolutely invigorated. So that's what I'd suggest. Another good thing is, and that's the Wim Hof, is about putting your hands in, get a bowl of water, put a load of ice in it, and then putting your hands into the bowl of water with the ice in, and just increasing the time for that. So that's another really good way of just trying to acclimatize yourself. And then, you know, if you're near the sea, you know, that's free. Get into the sea, you know, get into the sea now. Just try, you know, that's going to be, I don't know what the temperature is now, probably about 14, 15, 16. I've lost track. I haven't been in the sea because it's a bit too warm at the moment. So so it sounds a bit ridiculous, doesn't it?
But,
but it's, you know, but start off with, you know, summer sea swimming and with your cold showers and then come and visit us and we're and I'll safely guide you into the ice bath. It's just amazing. It's next level. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. So at your retreats, you show people, you bring people in and you show them how to, and you take them through the process of.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, our retreats are so much more than just the ice. It's just about providing, you know, environments that nurture growth. And it's just about providing this really safe transformative space. That's a bit of a mouthful. We'll try and say that. And, you know, and lots of people turn up and say, I didn't realize what I needed till I got here.
Yeah,
and so it's very much a really a chilled environment, a very safe environment, because lots of people are business people, very private people, and it's just about providing that really safe space just to be. And then we'll start off, it's always with the breath work and the meditation and the mindfulness. So all the three are merged together, a bit of a mashup, and it works really well.
Yeah.
And then there's normally like yoga, and then we offer the ice bath experience. So once you've done an hour of the breath, and then we'll do all that beautiful coherent functional breathing, slowing everything down, ensuring they're in that parasympathetic nerves, that calm and restorative space, and then they're guided into the water, ensuring that when they get in, they're getting down on the exhalation and it's controlled. There's no speaking in the water, and I will guide them through. And it's in, you know, and they're watching me and it's eyes open, watch me. And so, you know, touch wood, everyone that I've coached has got in. I've had no one bail. There's been a few people that said, no, I said, no, watch me, watch me. So I sort of get a grip because people really want to be able to achieve it. And then the photos that we always provide, this beautiful memory reel. And, you know, we laugh because it's like somebody, when they first get in, they are sort of laughing. It's like they, you know, they've just, oh, it's just, they're petrified. And then the elation afterwards is just, and the dopamine as well. So I tried to set the bar, especially for the first dip, about 10 degrees, which is really cold. You know, it can go colder, but really I don't feel that it has much more of a health benefit. But so when it's 10 degrees, it really increases the dopamine, they say over 250%. So even drugs, you know, if drugs could achieve that, then the side effects would be colossal. So, and what happens is throughout the day, and so it continues to increase that dopamine, and you continue to have that dopamine buzz and hit throughout the day. And the dopamine is obviously that that wellness factor, the things that's activated through exercise and that overall feeling of well-being. When you're in fight and flight, it's obviously the cortisone that's being activated. So this is just the complete opposite end of the spectrum. And it's just wonderful. And I think it's just like everyone, life is just so all consuming, isn't it? And I think that we just need all just to learn how to come out of our heads and just to enter our own internal world and just to find out what we need and how we can nurture ourselves in that moment. So when you can find that time, and it only takes a minute, just tap into the breath and tap into your own, then you can actually feel, what do I need today? Because we're constantly asking everyone, how are you? How can I help you? What do you need? But when do we actually ever find that time just to stop? And sometimes it might be the fact, well, I need a walk, I need a glass of water, or my back's aching, I just need to give myself some care. Or it might be the fact, actually, I don't need anything today. That's great. But you've asked yourself and you found that time just to serve yourself.
So important. Like saying life being so busy, and you know, how often do we? Prime example, Monday, I was busy, I was rushing about. I think I spent too much time picking up and checking my phone. And what happened? I ended up with a humongous migraine and headache for 2 days.
Yeah.
Prime example. Maybe that's a little bit more during the day.
Absolutely. And that's your body telling you to slow down, but we don't listen. And I think for 15 years, my body was telling me to slow down by giving me a bad back without a shadow of a doubt, even though it was structural in the fact that I had to have, you know, significant surgeries. But my body was telling me to slow down. I wasn't listening. And it was then eventually my body said, right, I'm going to completely break you down now, almost take the plug out. And then you literally can do nothing. And it's just... And it was a really difficult, you know, hard space to be in. But I can honestly say that after I had gone through this journey of learning about the breath, and the Reiki was my first, and that's obviously where we've got that kindred connection, that Reiki, and that's healing, the energy healing, which is phenomenal. And even now, the results I have on myself and others is just unreal. Sometimes I find hard them to believe myself, but it's just finding that time just to slow down. And I never thought I'd be well enough to go back into policing, but actually I went back in and I was performing at the highest level and the best level I had done in nearly 30 years, but with boundaries and with a real understanding of what I needed and how I needed to care for myself. So now I'm very much driving, I trying to encourage all my clients, my family and my friends, is that you have a responsibility to ensure that you are your best version for yourself and your loved ones. No one else can do that for you. No one else. It's not selfish. And, you know, our mutual friend Ryan will say it's not selfish, it's self-full. And that was probably the biggest part of my learning. And as a consequence of that, you start taking care, even if it's just for 5 minutes a day, and then that grows to more self-awareness. And then if you can share and help others, then it's, everything's happened for a reason, hasn't it? I think.
Completely. Yeah, absolutely. And say we can't help others if we're not helping ourselves, if our cup's not full. So when we look after ourselves, it's overflowing then, and we've got some to give to others as well.
You know, I used to, my fire would go out to ensure I was keeping someone else's flame alive. So many times, you know, I'd balance, I was like matriarchal, a family and friend, which is wonderful. And I think maybe that for me was probably a little bit of a diversion from me dealing with my own shit. Sometimes you can focus yourself and everyone else, thinking, and then I don't have to deal with what's actually going, I don't have to deal with my own it's classic, isn't it? I defer dealing with, but actually one day it, you know, it just caught up with me, and
it always does.
And then it bites you on the arse.
It does.
Massively. And then you think, right, I really do need to listen now. And and I think that, and you know, lots of my clients are in their 20s, 30s, 40s. And I just think that's brilliant because actually I'm able to share with them things to prevent them from going down that same road. And I can, no doubt some of your clients are younger as well. And it's just learn about it now, because you are then, it will help you so much in the future. Share it with the children, share it with your grandchildren.
Children, definitely. This is what they need to learn at a young age.
Yes.
Not at this age when, you know, things, you get stopped because you haven't been taught it. So, yeah, definitely feeding it down to our children, the younger people, so they can learn after themselves. So
It's just about changing that generation, isn't it? Like, I've got granddaughter, and she's just, and if she's breathing through her mouth, I'm going, Mia, breathe through your nose, and then she'll go, she's only two. I can't wait to teach her some more breath and some meditation when she sits down. Maybe if Peppa Pig had a meditation CD, then she'd probably listen to CD. I'm my age now. Podcast, I'd learn, or Bluey, or. But it's just great to be able to share all these wonderful modalities. They're so healing. Yeah, and anxiety. I think lots of people have got anxiety and don't even realise.
Agree, because it's become very much the norm how we function. Certainly over the last couple of years, where life has changed quite considerably, it's I think we're definitely functioning in a different way,
and we are
and
that's really interesting when you say it's become the norm, because I did a Reiki and a breathwork session for a very close friend's daughter, and she's 18. And after, she said, I didn't realise I could feel like that. I didn't realise I could feel that calm. So she's never felt like that before. And I thought, gosh, you know, the youngsters don't even realise this is an option, because it's just flicking through the phone. It's the stress of school and studying. And they've been through a COVID as well, and 2 years locked down. And that's really affected young people. And they don't think they even realise there is a state that you can be in, this state of mindfulness, the state of just being in the moment, because we're so busy planning the future, we're just not enjoying the journey, are we? It's just, my mother always used to say, Jennifer, just enjoy the journey. Stop planning. Just be. And it's just like, gosh, she could see me now. What we're doing here with Seedling, yeah. She'd be really proud. But
That is great advice. Yeah, enjoy it. Enjoy where you are. Live in the now, in the moment.
Totally. Yeah totally. You don't go to the opera, do you, for the last note? You go there to the opera to enjoy the entire performance.
Yeah, completely. So true. So what does your daily routine look like? Do you have an ice bath every day? Do you do breath work every day? Yes. I'm just curious as to what your day
looks
like.
So as much as possible, I would say I'd probably do the ice bath 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah.
So there's some loads of research that's come out really recently. Susanna Soberg, she's amazing. So take a look at her. So she's set up the Soberg Institute. She's done some really interesting work on contrast therapy, which is heat and ice. Okay. And what she's come back is 11 minutes of cold water therapy over probably 2-3 times a week, ideally. Okay. So not 11 minutes in one go. Gosh, that would be far too much. So I try, but even I probably do more than that. But yeah, so my I'm breath work every day, a long walk. I probably do a long walk, not probably, I do a long walk and do my breath. I've recently trained as an Oxygen Advantage instructor. So I do lots of my breath work in relation to that as well, through my sport and my endurance and increasing my tolerance to CO2, which is really quite interesting. So trying to introduce a little bit of air hunger. When I say air hunger, it's just reducing the amount of breaths you take per minute. So the optimum is about 6 breaths per minute. And we're probably doing 12 to 20. So if you slow, if you're breathing really fast, you're hyperventilating, which reduces at least 50% oxygen to your brain. So that can, you know, really reduce mental clarity. So just by slowing it all down. So if I'm walking, I'm just slowing the breath. I'm just using my nose to breathe because the mouth should purely be for speaking and eating. So that's my routine. So there'll be ice and there's lots of nasal breath because it's about slowing it down. So when I go to the gym a couple of times a week, I really try just to use my nose when I'm in the gym. I mouth tape sometimes. People go, oh, really mouth taping? But actually, it just really increases your own performance and it just keeps you in that real calm state.
Oh, that's so interesting. So I've heard people do mouth taping at night when they're sleeping.
Yes, mouth taping. So, but I like to do, and it's just like lots of nasal breath throughout the day. And it's really powerful. So if you're online and sometimes you can feel that overwhelming anxiety come up, can't you, when you're logging on and you've got lots of emails. So a really good thing is to just slow it down, taking you down to sort of 6 breaths per minute, 4 in through the nose, 6 out through the mouth or 6 out through the nose. And then when you're doing 4 and 6, obviously that's a 10-second period, so that's 6 breaths per minute. So you're taking it and you're slowing it right down. So even before you log on, that's a really, really simple technique that you can use. And also really powerful when you're going to bed at night. Sometimes you go to bed and your mind's really active still, especially if you're on your phone. Put the phone away an hour before you go to bed. Don't take it to the bedroom with you. Try and get an alarm clock. Just keep your phone down in the kitchen, you know, all these things, because of the light. So all those things I'm introducing into every day just to help with my own mental health.
Amazing. I love all of that. As you were talking then, I was doing my breathing through the nose. I must do that because the breath work session we did together, where there's a lot of it was all nasal breathing, of course. So that was really amazing. Thank you so much for you so much for sharing. And
there's so much more, but it's just a whistle stop tour. And I think that it's just if it can inspire anyone, you know, to go from the real depths of being really unwell to not even be able to, I can remember I couldn't socialize. I stayed in my pajamas for a long, long time, and my friends had to visit me in their pajamas and they would come and, you know, I can remember they came over to see me and I said, please wear your pajamas because I'm wearing nothing else, sort of thing, you know. And it was to go from that to leaving the police at the best level I'd ever performed and with boundaries, and then going on to invest emotionally and spiritually into a beautiful transformative space for people. Anything's possible. And just to throw it in, I've lost 5.5 stone in the last 9 months as well. So I just throw that one in.
Well done. That's incredible. So real testament that everything that you're doing is working. It's amazing. We've got we've got a lot of love really in the messages here. We've got legend, absolutely smashing it, Jennifer. Someone else has also said your shower is much colder than here in Wiltshire. And Jen, you're an inspiration. Love, Antonia.
So thank you. Oh, that's lovely. And it's, you know, we're always here to help others and share the love.
Yeah, and absolutely. By sharing your story, sharing your journey, you know, there'll be people that listen to this who may really resonate. And it would have helped them.
And I forgot to share as well. Recently, I've been, I've completely forgot, which is like really amazing for the business and for my journey, is been invited onto the Breath Source app, which is app which has been set up at the beginning in March by Travis Stephan, who's amazing, conscious capitalist and American guy. He's just next level amazing. Breathwork master. He set it up with 18 of the world leading breathwork masters, and I've been invited onto that app to share what I do and what I love, and it's just fabulous. So, you know, I can share a link here, and if anyone's remotely interested in just exploring breathwork, there's just so many different masters on there with so many different techniques, and so, you know, everything's for everybody, but you've got a plethora of experience, international experience at your fingertips for a really affordable price. So I'm super excited about being featuring on there, and you've got to be careful what you wish for, because suddenly when you're on your path, everything lands in your lap, and then you think, right, I've got to breathe to get through this. Just too much going on now.
Pull on those tools. Amazing. Well, congratulations. Yeah. That is absolutely fantastic. And I will absolutely share all of your links here in the group, and I'll also put it in the podcast show notes as well, so that anybody who wants to reach out and find out more about your amazing retreats, find out about working with you, and of course looking at the Breath Source app. So
I'm always looking to collaborate with wonderful people and give them opportunities to just expand on their repertoire as well. So I'm sort of supporting lots of local people that have, you know, sort of in the wellness industry. It's nice to support.
Definitely.
That's what it's all about, you know. It's about waving. It's the womanhood, isn't it? Waving people as they overtake you, and without any egos. It's just about supporting. There's so much space for everyone to help heal.
Definitely, absolutely, completely. Because that's what we're all doing, and we can all support each other. I'm all about community and collaboration and connection. So it's been absolutely really wonderful connecting with you. Obviously, we did this
and you as well. It's been lovely.
A couple of weeks ago, and then today, and I'm sure that we will stay connected moving forward.
Definitely, so, it's been lovely. Thank you so much for inviting me in.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who's tuned in on Facebook, and also everybody who's going to listen on the podcast. So thank you, Jen. Take good care. And thank you, everybody.
Thank you.